Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word. Here we are, January 31st. Wow. The month is done. Wow. Hopefully you had a great month. You fasted, you was praying, you was learning. Hopefully you dropped 15, 20 pounds. You're now doing 100 push-ups every day. All of your New Year's resolutions are all working good. In Jesus' name, I put my faith in agreement with you. Because a new year, God promises to do a new thing. And he says, even now, it will spring forth, and you will know it. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Well, here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer like we do every night. Ephesians chapter 3. Father, I open my spirit, my soul, and my body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Here we go. Exodus chapter 4. Miraculous signs for Pharaoh. Then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to you. So the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. So he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. Now, the common serpent in that land, good reason to flee from it. Verse 4, the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And he reached out his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. That's bold. That's bold. But a burning bush is bold. That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to you. Furthermore, the Lord said to him, now put your hand in your bosom. Put his hand in his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous like snow. And he said, put your hand in your bosom again. So he put his hand in his bosom again and drew it out of his bosom. And behold, it was restored like his other flesh. Verse 8, then it will be, if they do not believe you, nor heed the message of the first sign, that they may believe the message of the latter sign. And it shall be, if they do not believe even these two signs, or listen to your voice, that you shall take water from the river and pour it out on the dry land. The water which you take from the river come blood on the dry land. Verse 10, Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. So the Lord said to him, who made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I said the Lord? Now therefore go. I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. But he said, O my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send. And the anger of the Lord kindled against Moses. That's interesting. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And look, he is also coming out to meet you. When he sees you, he'll be glad in his heart. Verse 15, now you shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you shall do. So he shall be your spokesman to the people. He himself shall be as a mouth for you, and you shall be to him as God. And you shall take this rod in your hand with which you shall do the signs. So Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, please let me go and return to my brethren who are in Egypt and see whether they are still alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace. Now think about it. God promised they would be a great nation. So that's a lack of faith statement to say to see if they're still alive. There is 600,000 of them, you know. Verse 19. So the Lord said to Moses and Midian, go return to Egypt, for all the men who sought your life are dead. Then Moses took his wife and his sons and set them on a donkey and returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said to Moses, when you go back to Egypt, see that you do all these wonders before Pharaoh, which I put in your hand. But I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go. Then you shall say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I say to you, let my son go, that he may serve me. But if you refuse to let him go, indeed, I will kill your son, your firstborn. Came to pass on the way at the encampment, the Lord met him and sought to kill him. This is Moses. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at Moses' feet and said, surely you are a husband of blood to me. So he let him go. Then she said, whoops, because of the circumcision, 27. And the Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. So he went and met him on the mountain of God. Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him and all the signs which he had commanded him. Then Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken to Moses. Then he did the signs in the sight of the people. So the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that he had looked on their affliction, they bowed their heads and worshiped. They have the same promise that Abraham and Isaac and Jacob had and all of their fathers. They know God is returning to set them free. Chapter number 5. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went up and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go. So they said, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with sword. Then the king of Egypt said to them, Moses and Aaron, why do you take the people from their work? Get back to your labor. And Pharaoh said, look, the people of the land are many now, and you make them rest from their labor. Verse 6. So the same day Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, you shall no longer give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And you shall lay on them the quota of bricks which they made before. You shall not reduce it, for they are idle. Therefore they cry out, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. This is an interesting point. I have missionary friends in Pakistan and some of those areas of the world. And the main job that poor people can have is making bricks. It's underneath the same God of Baal, and it's the same demon that is running it today. They're poverty-stricken, they're in slavery, and they make bricks. Interesting. Verse 9, let the work be laid on the men, that they may labor on it, in it, and let them not regard false words. And the taskmasters of the people and their officers went out and spoke to the people, saying, thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go get yourselves straw where you can find it, yet none of your work will be reduced. So the people were scattered abroad throughout the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters forced them to hurry, saying, fulfill your work, your daily quota, as when there was straw. Verse 14. Also the officers of the children of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, why have you not fulfilled your task? Excuse me. And making brick both yesterday and today as before. Then the officers of the children of Israel came out and cried to Pharaoh, saying, why are you dealing thus with your servants? There's no straw given to your servants. And they say to us, make brick. And indeed your servants are beaten, but the fault is your own people. He said, you are idle, idle. Therefore you say, let us go and sacrifice to the Lord. Therefore, go now and work, for no straw shall be given you. And yet you shall deliver the quota of bricks. Verse 19. And the officers of the children of Israel saw that they were in trouble after it was said, you shall not reduce your bricks from your daily quota. Then as they came out, Moses and Aaron, who stood there to meet them, and they said to them, let the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of the servants, to put a sword in their hand to kill us. Moses returned to the Lord and said, Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why is it you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. Neither have you delivered your people at all. The devil, he's screaming loud. And he's gonna be destroyed. God's going to crush every one of the idols of Baal in Egypt in these 10 plagues. Chapter number 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, now you shall see what I do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand, he will let them go. And with a strong hand, he will drive them out of his land. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob as God Almighty. But as for my name, but by my name, Lord, I was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage in which they were strangers. Verse 5. I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the bondage of the Egyptians. Wow. I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord. So Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not heed Moses because of anguish of spirit and cruel bondage. Verse 10. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, go in, tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spoke before the Lord, saying, the children of Israel have not heeded me. How then shall Pharaoh heed me? For I am of uncircumcised lips. Moses is blaming himself. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, and gave them a command for the children of Israel and for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' houses. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, Carmi. These are the families of Reuben. And the sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. These are the families of Simeon. These are the names of the sons of Levi, according to their generation: Gershon, Kohath, Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137. The sons of Gershon were Libni, Shimi, according to their families. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, Uziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133. The sons of Merari were Mali, Mushi. These are the families of Levi according to their generations. Amram took for himself Jochebed, his father's sister, as wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137. The sons of Izhar were Korah, Nepheg, and Zikri. The sons of Uziel were Mishael, Elzaphan, and Zithri. Verse 23. Aaron took to himself Elisheba, daughter of Aminadab, sister of Nashan, as wife. And she bore him Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. You want to remember those four names because you're going to see them in the wilderness. And the sons of Korah were Esther, Elkanah, Abiasaph. These are the family of the Korahites. Eleazar, Aaron's son, took for himself one of the daughters of Putiel, as wife. She bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the father's house of the Levites according to their family. These are the same Aaron and Moses to whom the Lord said, bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies. You notice he called them armies in that verse, and they're actually slaves. God calls things that are not as though they are. That's faith. These are the ones who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are the same Moses and Aaron. Verse 28, and it came to pass on the day the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt that the Lord spoke to Moses saying, I am the Lord. Speak to Pharaoh, king of all that I say to you. But Moses said before the Lord, behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh heed me? Moses is struggling with himself, and God is saying, go, man, go, man, go, man, go. And when you think about it, they were, Pharaoh was standing in front of a brother, half-brother of some kind, as the next Pharaoh, because the Pharaoh that he had served under, which would have been the father, had died, and Moses is going back. So Moses' counterpart, as an Egyptian, would have still been alive. So Moses is facing the people that he lived with for almost 40 years. I guess probably 38 or whatever it was. But here's the revelation of it. God doesn't bow to our enemy ever. Never. You and I shouldn't bow either. Don't compromise when the enemy offers you compromise. Say, no way. I'm going into the wilderness to worship God, and you can't stop me. And here comes the plagues in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray the prayer of salvation because we want to give every one of you the opportunity to be a believer. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, tonight is the night to do it. He's filled with love and grace and mercy and compassion, and he will receive you when you enter in tonight. Pray this prayer with me from the depths of your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day.
I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God.
And I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Live a successful life as a believer every day.
Live a successful life as a believer.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Your life just changed. Your life just changed. You became a believer on Jesus. You can you're experiencing it on the inside. Send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com, and I will help you walk with God. You might say, I don't know how to be a Christian. Don't worry. Walk with God, and you will be a believer, and you will live with him every single day. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. That's my email address. Send me an email today and say, hey, Pastor, I prayed the prayer, and I'll communicate with you and help you walk with God. You got to love the majestic, amazing, awesome word of God. Filled with life, gives you hope. Well, got to run. Until we see you again tomorrow morning, right here, for another session of Read the Word. This is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Talk radio around the world, send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Let me know that you prayed the prayer tonight, and we'll help you walk with God and be filled with this same great, awesome power that Moses and Aaron were. You can send me a postcard, a letter, at P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, just like it sounds. 588, till we see you again. This is what we say. We love you. We really do love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Be strong in the Lord.